God bless you this morning. It is a wonderful time to be alive. It is a wonderful time to be in your right mind, recognizing the fact that we belong to God through Jesus Christ. And that is exciting to me. Father, I need your help. I need your guidance. I need your directions. I need your wisdom. I need your total leadership in presenting this word today. Now, I thank you for it, and I ask you to bless us. In Jesus' name, amen. On my way to church, some scripture kept rolling through my spirit, and I looked it up, and it came up to be, particularly when you start thinking about a Christmas service, a Christmas sermon, you never really think about the Old Testament unless you're looking at Isaiah 9 or a few things like that. But this one is a very strange one, and the Lord gave this to me. In Isaiah chapter 22, I'm sorry, Ezekiel chapter 22, and verses 23 through 31. And I won't read all of that. I'll just read a little bit of it for your hearing. And it goes like this. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto her, Thou art the land that is not cleansed nor rained upon in the day of indignation. There's a conspiracy. That's verse 25. And listen what it says. There's a conspiracy of her prophets in the midst thereof, like roaring lions raving the prey. They have devoured souls. They have taken the treasures and precious things. They have made her many widows in the midst thereof. Her priests have violated. Her priests have violated. Now we're talking about the preachers, the bishops, and the pastors, such as myself and other pastors. My law, and have profaned my holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and profane. Neither have they shown difference between the unclean and the clean, and have hid their eyes from my Sabbath, and I am profaned by them. In other words, God is saying, and I'm upset about this. Skipping down to verse 30. And I sought for a man among them. In other words, among all of this googly boop boop, if you please, that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. I looked among the priests, I looked among princes, I looked among all that were there for just one man to stand between me and the destruction of them that was behind him. This is God talking. And hello, he says, I couldn't find the one. Not a single one that could stand up and complete the hedge, that I should not destroy the land. And this is not in scripture what I'm about to say. I think I can hear, if it was in the little mind of a man like me, I would say, now that I couldn't find anybody, what do I do now? I couldn't find anybody. I've looked everywhere. And now we're all the way up. We've come through a whole bunch of changes, and I was looking at some TV called The Reality Show. I looked at that a little bit, and I couldn't stand it. It was more than my heart could handle. How preachers and that were opening up ugly stuff in the presence of people who were looking. I was listening the other day, and I heard that 18 deputy sheriffs out of the sheriff department in Los Angeles are being picked up for wrongdoing, how they're treating the inmates, and not only the inmates, those come to visit. So you can go on and on and on about all of the stuff that's going on, and much of it is coming from people who declare that they love God. And he said, if I could just find one, I'm looking, if I could find one, then I would not have to destroy the land. Now, I don't know how you all feel about this, but I'm saying that we as believers have lost touch of the spiritual reality and have developed our own reality in such a way that it fits us and makes us feel good. Now, what has happened, in my opinion, is that we have believed our stuff so much till our stuff had become the truth, and the truth had become a lie, and we don't even think about it no more. And God is saying, Henry, you are one of my bishops. Where are you? And what are you doing? Can I trust you that when deceitful women come at you, that you will still pray for them and handle them as a woman, no matter whether they handle themselves as a woman or not? Can I trust you to do that or not? And if I cannot trust you to do that, then I need to have you to know that I'm still looking for somebody to go on the bond of man. So, I'm looking for God. We don't know what God's going to do. This thing is getting crazy, and not too many people are really willing to listen and be the person that God can count on in these ugly times. I don't know if you know this or not, but I need to tell you that God is still looking. He's looking among the churches, and we got now over 3,000 major denominations that are declared, and then I don't know how many subsets of that, of any kind of religion you want to go about. And God is having to look among all of this and somehow spare the universe. Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14, says something like this. If my people, now this is God speaking, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and heal their land. Now, let me say that in Henry's little old simple term, because some of the stuff too big for me. Here's my little stuff. If they will turn their ways to me and stop ravishing the land, taken away from the poor, he says, I won't destroy the land. I'll wait. That's my words. Well, let me move ahead with this and tell you that God is still looking for somebody to stand and complete the hedge so that I won't have to destroy the land. I watch a lot of football. I enjoy football. I played football in the military. That was many years ago. And then I played football while I was going through college, and that was also many years ago. In fact, I played football, my last was in 59 when I went to Tennessee State. 55 through 59, I played football at Tennessee State. And you know what? When we had plays designed for passes, we had plays designed for running. We had trick plays and so forth. Now, somebody asked me, well, what's your point? Well, I'm glad you asked. When the quarterback gets ready to throw a pass, we form a cup and we keep those defensive people out of there to keep our quarterback safe. Well, what you saying? Glad you asked that too. In terms of this scripture, that we're looking at here today, God is saying, if I could find somebody who would block the enemy, that would block the enemy and live consistent with what I've called them to live, then I will spare the land. That's what the Lord is saying. So he's still looking. And I want you to know he is still looking. Let me take you to another passage of scripture and we'll be right back. Coming now to the New Testament, 2 Chronicles. I'm looking at 2 Chronicles chapter 5. And I'm going to start at verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation or a creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. And all things are of God, who has reconciled. Now watch that word reconcile, because this is where God is still looking for. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the words of reconciliation. Now then, verse 20, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you instead, Christ's stead, be ye reconciled. Verse 21 is where I'm trying to get to in this New Testament scripture. For he has made him to become sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. Put your brakes on, park your car for a minute. And here's what I want to share with you. God was looking for somebody, for the whole human race was gone to hell in a handbasket. And he couldn't find one person. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Job, none of the rest of the old patriarchs could stand up to what God wanted. So his son Jesus volunteered. Meaning nobody made him do a thing. He just said, I'll do it. I'll be the one you're looking for, Father. And not only will I be the one you're looking for, you can take me and take away from them the ugliness that they are and make me the ugly dude. Take away from me the beauty for which you put in me and put it on them as if they are the booty, if they are the putty dudes. Ah, that's too big for me to understand. How could Christ allow himself to be taken over and punished, I mean to death, on our behalf? that we might be made the righteousness of God. So God is still looking, brothers and sisters. Let me see if we can kind of wrap this up. But God is still looking for somebody who will absolutely be able to say, here am I, send me. Now, you can't do that. You can't do that in your position of sin. Remember over there when Isaiah spoke, Isaiah chapter 6, when Isaiah said that he was at his uncle's for a while, and a word came out, who will go for me? And I said, woe is me, I can't go, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell among people who are unclean lips. And he said, about that time, one of the angels, a seraphim, flew and got a hot coal. And I'm going to call that hot coal the blood of Jesus. Touched my lips and said, you have been made clean. Then the voice came, said, now who will go? And the voice didn't have to ask me to do nothing. All I needed to do is to know that he was asking for a volunteer like Jesus did. And when the voice came out, I said, here am I, send me, because now he's clean. So ladies and gentlemen, there's a cleansing pool filled with the blood of Jesus that you and I can plunge in dirty and come out clean. And I want you to know that I've been made clean. I've been one of the ugliest guys. No, I've not been a drinker. No, I have not been a drug user. No, I have not been a drug pusher or none of that. But I certainly have been one of those who would look for every nickel and dime that I could find to make myself better off in dollars and cents. But I've been made clean, and I'm thankful that I can say to the Lord, here am I. Send me. Look no further, Lord. I'll go for you. So, Father, I come to you now thanking you for this privilege to speak on behalf of the kingdom and on behalf of your word that you're still looking. And I thank you for the privilege of knowing that there is none like you in all the earth. And I ask your blessings upon us, that your word will go forth in power through us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, God bless you, brothers and sisters. It's a great joy. I got excited here on this one because the Lord has been so good to me to allow me to be creeping up. If I live to get April this year, I'll be 81 and still feeling good, and I'm thankful for that. So I'm thankful for that. So I want to invite you all to come to our church. If you do not have a church home, we preach right here. We teach right here at 37721 North 100th Street East in Little Rock or Sun Village, whichever you prefer to call it. And services start at 10 a.m. And oh, by the way, on the 20th of this month, the 20th, which is Friday night, is on a Friday night at 7 p.m. at the Lancaster Performing Arts Theater, we're presenting a play called The Conversation Part 2. And I guarantee you, if you be there, you will leave not only smiling, but you'll also leave crying and enjoying the presence of the Holy Spirit as each one of the players present their part in the play. And that's the 20th of December, 7 p.m. Tickets are $10. And if you really want to go and do not have $10, I bet you we'll find some way to get you in, because this is a play that will cause your life to be changed. God bless you, and I thank the Lord for you. And by the way, we're having a New Year's Eve services on New Year's Eve, and that's December 31st, and that starts at 9 o'clock, and that'll be in the big worship center. And we have two other churches coming with us, and we're looking forward to a great time on New Year's Eve. So come on by, and instead of shooting the gun, let the Holy Spirit shoot you. Mm-hmm. Amen. God bless you, Brother Melvin. It's a real pleasure to be on the show with you every month. I'm enjoying and thank the Lord for the privilege. And I'm glad to be with you on your beautiful show called The Gospel for the Glory of Jesus. KRAJ 100.9 FM in the Antelope Valley, Melvin Slade, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Sunday. I'm excited about it.